Alex Jones talk about for years that I've then witnessed firsthand here in Austin mostly. And that's the issue of churches that really aren't even churches at all. It's a front operation for some leftist liberal group, illegal immigrant pipeline, or grooming of the kids operation. I've seen this for myself. I've seen this at local churches in Austin. We've covered, myself and the crew, drag queen storytime events at supposed churches. And this Sunday, because I got to tell you, I do still habitually from just years of watching sports and working in the sports media, on Sunday I like to watch football. And now, obviously, the football season is over, and so this Sunday, and this kind of is a trend that happens, and it's the same thing, but worse than ever now, I'll instead go on Sundays when I wake up and not listening to the football talk or the pregame coverage or whatever, and I said, I'm going to go and search for some live church services. And there's all kinds of different options you can find on YouTube. So I just plug in live church service or something of that nature. And I clicked through about five of them and maybe lasted just over half an hour. And every single live stream I clicked on, it was immediately leftist propaganda. Like, it didn't even take that long. Just like, boom, immediately they start going into some rant that is either blatant leftist propaganda or really just anti-church propaganda. They're just like it's a re-imaging of what the church is supposed to be, or what the Bible is supposed to be, or what Christianity is supposed to be. So I tried like five in a row, and it's funny because, of course, YouTube blocks people like Pastor Locke and others who are actually out there telling the truth, or Pawlowski in Canada getting arrested. But here's a church, here's a pastor that gets it. And if your church or your pastor doesn't sound like this, you might want to reconsider. Here it is in clip two.
Don't just fall in line. Are you willing at this broken time in history to be a part of the answer with everything you got, rather than those who ask a question who are a part of the problem? Do you realize that about 60% of the churches in America today are sold out to the godless, woke, atheistic agenda? Do you realize that? That's true. About 30% have decided to, you know, just be quiet and, you know, let's don't stir up anything, and I don't want to get involved in all of this. They're going to be quiet. And I pray there is 10% who will take biblical truth and speak it and live it. And that will be, I pray, the beginning of a revival that will turn America and the world right side up. But it'll not happen until we step in the plate and say, Lord, I give myself to you. I'm willing and trying to discipline myself as I'll drive this stake down somewhere around my house, reminding me of what it takes to grow up in Christ. Are you willing to, can I?
Now, this is the issue we face, sadly, as Americans that love freedom and still remember the values of independent self-governance and free market capitalism. Seemingly everywhere we turn our head, there is the communist propaganda. There is the Marxist propaganda. There is the leftist propaganda. Whether it's ball games, whether it's cartoon shows for kids, whether it's the church. But the revival is going to overtake all of this. And you do see that happening at a church in Kentucky. I may get into that further. But the point is, when you see all that propaganda everywhere, know that it is directed at you and it is weaponized against you. But you can see it, you can recognize it, you can turn it off. It doesn't have to affect you. But knowing it's there is the key.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is
a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked
it. We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these plumbers start going to prison!
There's Biden in East Palestine, Ohio, with the air raid sirens. Oh, never mind. Nope. That's him in Ukraine with the thematic air raid sirens going off, all done for theatrical effect, all done for propaganda purchases. Purposes. And what an insult to the American people. What an insult to the people of Ohio. Yeah, guys, give us the volume. Playing the air raid sirens ahead of Biden's made-for-TV visit in his in Zelensky's made-for-TV war. And they put the sirens on all for propaganda. All war propaganda, the whole thing, war propaganda. And who's telling Zelensky how to dress, by the way? Who's in charge of the wardrobe? He hasn't changed for weeks. What's up with that? Even when the guy who's paying for your war, the guy who's basically giving you all the money, all the weapons you've ever asked for, and you still can't even put on a jacket. You still got your little warmonger outfit on. Really amazing stuff to see here on this Monday, February 20th, 2023 edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It really just says it all. But, you know, just play clip 6 again and put it on the screen for me. It really is a telling sight here with the air raid sirens going off and the war criminals, Joe Biden and Vladimir Zelensky, walking through the streets with the media gaggle and the armed security guards and the sirens going off. It really is symbolic. And it's not an air raid siren going off because the people in Ukraine are in an immediate threat position. It's not an air raid siren going off because they know of some sort of an attack happening or a missile inbound. No, it's all for political purposes. It's all for propaganda purposes. But yet the symbolism is still striking because it's a warning for the world. It's an air raid siren warning for the world. Here's two war criminals hell-bent on a World War III. They will protect their crimes at all cost, even if it means nuclear war with Russia. And so it is symbolic to watch these two thugs. It is symbolic to watch these two war criminals. And I would suggest, or I would tell you that these images on the screen and these videos of Biden and Zelensky walking through Kiev with the air raid sirens going off, these are going to be historic images for all time of the two bad guys. These are the two bad guys. And whatever the results of the coming war, whatever the results are of this coming war, that's going to be the image. That's going to be the moment. And other images just like this. These are the bad guys. You know all those historic clips you see of the Nazis or Adolf Hitler. Well, this is that, except it's Joe Biden, it's Vladimir Zelensky. These are the new bad guys. These are the new crooks. And now it's for war propaganda, Zelensky and Biden walking through Ukraine with an air raid siren going off. But their propaganda backfires because the real power is that you watch them, too, with the giant military protection, Joe Biden coming in on a 70-vehicle fleet, you know, the old presidential fleet. He's fighting carbon change, climate change. He's fighting carbon emissions. He has a 70-vehicle fleet around Ukraine. And then he gets the military protection as he and the leftist dictator Vladimir Zelensky walk through the streets with the air raid sirens. Very symbolic. Their propaganda backfires. This is a warning to the world what these two men are conspiring to do. This is a warning to the world what will come if these two men are not relinquished of their power or their warmongering. That's the real air raid siren. It's not for the people of Ukraine today, though it might be tomorrow. No, it's for the people of the world. I just find it such, I just think it's such a powerful clip there, guys. Just give me clip six again. I just, for whatever reason, this one really just stood out to me with the air raid sirens going off and the military security for Biden and Zelensky walking through with all the cameras. It's a made-for-TV war. It's a war propaganda moment. And there's the two bad guys in the middle of the film. There's the two bad guys walking through, the two gangsters, the two thugs, the two fascists, the real war criminals. Zelensky blowing up his own people in Ukraine, Biden blowing up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And they want us to think the opposite is going on. They want us to think that those are the good guys. They want us to think that these are the men we should trust. But of course, these are the same people that lied to you about everything else. Why would they be honest about this now? So that is all aside from the fact he visits Ukraine before Ohio, which I think is very telling. I think it's very telling for multiple reasons. But if this doesn't give you the truth about Joe Biden, if this doesn't properly represent who Joe Biden is and what he represents as U.S. president, I don't know what does. Ignoring the disaster in Ohio and going to Ukraine to secure more funds to be laundered, more weapons to be laundered through the vassal state of Ukraine. So I've got a bunch of news on that we're going to cover today. And now he's going to Poland, where they're frothing at the mouth for a war with Russia as well. Not Ohio, though. Couldn't find the time. That disaster only happened 2 weeks ago, but Biden couldn't find the time. He made it to Ukraine, though, and he told them, put the air raid sirens on. I really want to make a presence here. I really want my presence to be known and felt. I really want to hammer the war propaganda. And so they did it. But when you hear those sirens and you see Biden and Zelensky, know that the sirens are a warning. They're the evil coming. They're the missiles inbound. They're the war inbound. They're the danger inbound. It's Biden. It's Zelensky. And that image, to me, is just one that is going to be stuck in my head. And I think today is a pivotal day. And instead of choosing peace, Joe Biden has chosen war. And instead of choosing United States, Joe Biden has chosen Ukraine. So just have that image right there on the screen. Let that sear into your memory. One of the final desperate acts of war propaganda put together by the media, by the deep state, in one last ditch effort to get you to support the war against Russia, which they are undoubtedly about to officially announce. Even though, as we reported a year ago, Joe Biden officially and illegally, or I should say unofficially and illegally, launched a war against Russia, last year. I mean, I'm not going to dig through all the headlines from the show, but I specifically remember that exact headline that we put out. Joe Biden unofficially, illegally starts a war against Russia. And to me, this whole act today of him going there and the air raid sirens going off, this is just, they're quadrupling down. Peace is not even a negotiation. Peace is not even on the table. It's full-blown war. So light off the war sirens. Biden is coming to town. More dangerous than any missile. More dangerous than any bomb. It's Joe Biden and Vladimir Zelensky, and they're about to crush the people of Ukraine. You've been warned.
Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Bandit Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Bandit Video. Millions of people a day visiting Bandit Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now, because humanity and the children are counting on you.
So I had a distant relative suffering from seizures, and they called me and asked me, what should we get? And I said, look, you should try CBD, because CBDA has this effect with people, and anti-seizure effects. And I said, you got to try this. So I bought on your store two vials of your CBD, 1,000 milligrams. I couldn't believe the price that you had. It was so low. I mean, the value of that, if people know this industry, the price is very, very good. I sent a bottle to my family member. I kept a bottle for myself. And then my family member was using it, having amazing results. I sent a bottle. Well, my lab director was working on a new method to quantitate cannabinoids, about 10 or 12 of them, using a single four-minute method on an LCMS instrument, a mass spec instrument. And she asked me, hey, do you have a sample of CBD oil that we can test on this method? And I said, okay, sure. So I gave her a sample blind. She didn't know it was InfoWars or any brand or anything. Gave it to her blind. She ran the sample, got the results. And wow, this is a full profile. It's a full spectrum. It's got CBDA in it. I said, yeah, of course it does. It's got CBD. And it's, you know, super, super low THC. We'll test for Delta 9 and all that stuff. And I asked her, I said, okay, you've tested about 100 CBD products. What do you think this product would cost in the marketplace, just looking at the lab results? She said, $150, you know, in the same volume that you have. I just looked at your store. This is, I think, $67 or $68 on InfoWars store. No joke, Alex. And you didn't ask me to talk about this, but I got to tell you, just independently, this CBD product that you have is an outstanding value. It's outstanding. I'm taking it myself, and it's helping my family members. So I just want to put that on the record. It's the real deal.
Well, I appreciate that. I didn't know that happened. I mean, here's all that happened with the InfoWars MD line. We went out looking for new suppliers because we were getting blocked everywhere and having issues getting the stuff we wanted, as you know, with supply chain breakdowns. We ran into two big companies that are listeners, and this particular company said, we have over 50 products. Most of them are already top sellers. And I said, well, what do you think your best products are? They said, well, this is wide-spectrum CBD that we sell under a couple different names in stores and at medical clinics for about $120 to $150. We recommend you sell it for $100, and we got to buy it for like $30. And I just said, no, we're going to double our money's enough. So, yes, this is $100 to $120, especially the 1,000-milligram one, CBD,
yep,
for about half the price. And so you nailed it.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not a big top tester like you, an expert. I just go out and say, what's top rated? Who's already got the best test? Who is that? And then that way we know it's already built in, that it's quality. So thank you for the support.
It has to be processed correctly. And whoever you're using as your source, they know how to do that to maintain it so it keeps all those molecules in their form. CBDA is very delicate, and it can be destroyed through heat.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
it's the same story every day now. As I'm on air, a new disaster breaks. It's being reported casualties involved in a massive explosion and fire at a metal processing plant in Ohio. This is just breaking now. It's every day I'm on air. Something like this breaks. Our country is in decay, sadly. We are really going through some dark times, and no doubt they're going to get darker. I'll have more on that coming up. Now, I want to focus the coverage on the situation in Ukraine with Russia, and I want to go to some of these video clips and get to some of the headlines. Let's listen, and we'll probably need to boost the audio, guys. It's low. But here, and by the way, Putin agreed to a ceasefire in Ukraine ahead of Biden's visit. So the whole air raid siren thing is just all theater. It's just, it's total war propaganda. And they just assume you're so stupid you're not going to notice. But that's why you're tuned in here, so that you're not stupid. And so here's Putin after agreeing to a ceasefire, and then Zelensky and Biden sounding the air sirens off for theatrical effects. And then they sat down, and here was their little moment together. Two war criminals here in Ukraine.
Okay, we're good whenever you are.
Thank you very much. For us,
coughs, Biden already coughs.
Today we host President Biden. That is so important signal for us. And all we are proud of it. Thank you very much for coming, Mr. President. That is a huge moment of supporting of the Ukraine. And what can I say? I really appreciate that President Biden, American Friends Society, being from the very beginning of this tragedy, from the very beginning of this full-scale war.
You know, he always seems to have a nice, fresh haircut. For a guy who can't change, he always has a fresh haircut, it seems. He's, at least he has, for this Biden visit, a nice fresh haircut, beard trim. And he's very grateful, and Biden has pledged at least another $500 million to Ukraine with this visit. Yes, I'm sure Zelensky's very grateful for Joe Biden, as I'm sure Biden is very grateful for Zelensky. Where has all the money gone? Where has all the money gone in Ukraine? Where? We're not allowed to ask. We're not allowed to know. Joe Biden has to make a personal visit to secure his assets in Ukraine. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's why they do this whole war propaganda with the sirens and everything. They're going to pretend like this is about war. No, this is about securing assets. This is about laundering assets. This is about laundering money and how they're going to close the bag on this, how they're going to close the book on this, because Russia, within the year, is going to win this war. And I got to tell you, I think that Biden and the globalists are going to have to back off. I mean, unless they make the decision to launch a full-scale war against Russia, which I think if they did decide to do that, it's going to be nukes flying. I don't think they're going to look for something long and drawn out. Because Putin isn't playing proxy war games with them. Putin isn't playing regime change war games with them. Putin is acting on Russia's behalf and to save the people of Ukraine from the Western corrupt globalists that want to chop little boys and girls' genitals up and want to have a full-blown world government communist system. So I think this is probably just a last personal meeting, a desperate meeting between two criminals, tying up any potential loose ends with their gigantic money laundering, asset laundering operation that just went down in Ukraine. And everybody else is just kind of along for the ride. You know, they may die in this great war, but Biden and Zelensky, they could not care less, obviously. Now, this is incredible. John Kirby is a true clown. This guy has really embarrassed himself as a member of the Biden administration. And believe it or not, a real journalist actually asked John Kirby a real question. Now, John is not used to that. Clown John, Kabul Kirby, is not used to actual media asking actual questions. And he was faced with one over the weekend. Here that is in clip 12.
to look at this and say the reason that the Russian army is on NATO, the Russian army is at NATO's doorstep is because NATO has expanded rather than the Russians expanding? That, in other words, NATO has moved closer to Russia rather than Russia moving closer to NATO? Is that not an accurate way to look at this?
I think that's the way President Putin probably looks at it. It's certainly not the way that we look at it.
Now, pause it right there. Is that not incredible? Folks, that's just the reality. That is just 100% the reality. Now, if you want to be a homer and if you want to be a loyalist, then you'd say, hey, I don't care. NATO, the U.S., we do whatever the hell we want. Yeah, we're on Russia's doorstep. F them. But that's not even the mentality here. He just says, well, that's how Putin views it, but we don't. So in other words, Putin lives in reality. Putin is honest about the situation. You're not. John Kirby just admits that to the guy who asked the question. Let's rewind that and play that again. This is an amazing moment for John Kirby. As if this guy hasn't embarrassed himself enough. Here he is telling you, Putin looks at the situation for what it really is. We're just lying and propagandizing you. Why don't you just come along for the ride? Kirby was not prepared for this. He was not expecting a real question. And he just fell all over himself with the answer, admitting that Putin is in the right and they're in the wrong. Here it is.
To look at this and say the reason that the Russian army is on NATO, the Russian army is at NATO's doorstep is because NATO has expanded rather than the Russians expanding. That, in other words, NATO has moved closer to Russia rather than Russia moving closer to NATO. Is that not an accurate way to look at this?
I think that's the way President Putin probably looks at it. It's certainly not the way that we look at it.
You don't think that NATO has expanded eastward toward Russia?
NATO has expanded. Okay. And the expansion has been a good thing for...
So the reason that the Russian army is at NATO's doorstep is not the fault of the Russian army. It's not the Russian army that's done it. It's NATO has moved closer to...
I'm pretty sure it wasn't NATO who was ordering, you know, upwards of 15 battalion tactical groups to within 10 kilometers of the border with Ukraine. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't NATO who put little green men inside Ukraine to destabilize Eastern
states. Pretty sure that Ukraine is not a member of NATO. So unless that's changed...
It's not changed, but I'm pretty sure the movement by Russia...
If NATO has moved east... The reason that the Russian army is closer or on NATO's doorstep is because NATO moved.
Is not an anti-Russia alliance. NATO is a security alliance.
Wow.
For 50 years, it was an anti-Soviet alliance. So do you not understand how, or can you not even see how the Russians would perceive it as a threat? And the fact that it keeps getting closer to their border while their troops... I mean, the places where their troops are, you say their troops are, and may have been in Ukraine and Georgia, are not NATO members.
I'm not going to pretend to know what goes in President Putin's mind or Russian military commanders. I barely got a history degree at the University of South Florida. Right. What I can tell you is that NATO is a defensive alliance. It remains a defensive alliance.
Fair enough, but it has moved east. Correct? I mean, that's just a fact.
It has expanded, absolutely.
Right, exactly.
But there's no reason for anybody to think the expansion is a hostile or threatening move. And we've been saying that throughout the last 15 years, Matt.
It's like you're moving closer to Russia. You're blaming the Russians for being close to NATO.
No.
That's exactly what it is.
One journalist just busted and blew up the whole war rhetoric in one question.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is... the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Let's talk to Jordan in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to alert everybody that I found clinical data that proves one thing coming from the shots, and this is that everybody who received an active dose of the COVID injection received some sort of form of encephalitis through the shot.
That's right. Well, it causes mad cow. They're giving you a prion protein infection.
Yeah, and so everybody taking this has had effect on their mental capacity. So I got into this because my wife took the Moderna vaccine and I saw strange neurological effects immediately. And she even admitted that it caused hallucinations, weird things happening, auditory hallucinations, weird stuff. And when we talk about all the mind control stuff and all the various things that we've talked about, people miss the fact that there has been clinical data of articles on this, clinical research done by keen physicians who aren't part of the system in Japan and in parts of the Middle East, and residents who didn't know not to report this in American hospitals, that encephalitis was one of the key things that was a side effect of this.
By the way, I was just telling the crew to pull this up, because I haven't searched this in months and I should have been focused more on it. You've got my commitment to. What do you search? Encephalitis connected to vaccine? What do people search right now?
Encephalitis COVID-19 vaccine. That's the best way to do it.
Encephalitis COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, go.
You'll see dozens of articles, clinical research all over the place, and various medical journals, okay? This is what I used to do when I worked the pharmaceutical industry, is find stuff like this, right? So this hasn't been scrubbed as effectively because everything's been about the myocarditis and all the rest. But you have to realize that there's a subtle neurological damage that's occurred to everybody who's taken this. And when we have these questions about why aren't people waking up and what's wrong with everybody and things get more bizarre, I personally think, my theory based upon my research, is that this has something to do with it. So there is a neurological damage that occurred to everybody who took an active dose of this thing. So those people have some sort of form or had a form of encephalitis, the long-term neurological effects, which are not being studied. And of course, at the end of every one of these articles, it says specifically, oh, this is a rare side effect. But when you go ahead and count all these articles that your people can find or anybody can find by searching the internet, you start to see that it actually then takes it off the curve trend that they're specifying in these articles. And there's not been any long-term studies done because of the state of emergency and all the rest of it. And so all I'm saying is that these people have been neurologically affected. And I think most of the people that took this have some sort of form of, you know, at least starting what's called semantic dementia, which means that they may appear very normal, but there's subtle hints that you may get that these people aren't thinking correctly. At first, everybody's talking about the brain fog, right? And the failure to come to words, that's one of the direct symptoms on the NIH site of encephalitis.
And let's be clear, the virus and the disease does it as well, but nothing compared to the injections. Powerful call, Jordan. Thank you from New Jersey.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
It really is odd to me observing the American left, Democrat voters, liberal progressives, being anti-war, anti-American expansion, with buzzwords such as imperialism, and you've seen it. And now all of a sudden, when it's Biden doing it, they love it, though. They just absolutely love it now that it's Biden. It's inexplicable, other than total brainwashing, total mind control, and just completely falling for propaganda. But that last clip we played is just so powerful. And it's just undeniable. NATO is the one expanding. And for what? If anything has been proven in the last year, it's how worthless NATO is. And Donald Trump knew this when he got into office in 2016. That's why he talked about defunding NATO. We pay for NATO. We basically do everything for NATO. And now we're supposed to fight a war over NATO when NATO has completely lost its use. And now it's going to be used to start a war with Russia. That's what it's for now. And it's our money and it's our weapons. And now it's Joe Biden with Zelensky basically just getting ready, getting prepared. They're going to tie up all their loose ends on all the money they've laundered and money they've stolen and weapons and assets they've stolen and laundered. And then they'll probably be this ongoing war for a while. and they either decide, well, we're just going to go launch a full-blown war against Putin, or let's just ride this out, steal as much money as possible, and then when the time comes, you can retire down to your $100 million mansion in Florida. Just finish this operation for us, Vladimir. Just finish this operation for us. So NATO expands. NATO is the aggressor. U.S. putting weapons on Russia's doorstep, violating the actual NATO agreements. Russia says, please stop, don't do this. NATO says, nope, we're going to get more aggressive, and now we're going to arm Ukraine, and this is Russia's fault. And the analogy, we were joking in the break, the crew and I, this is like if you decide you're just going to take over your neighbor's backyard and you're just going to have a giant barbecue in your neighbor's backyard and on their porch, and the neighbor comes out and says, what's going on here? You're in my backyard. What are you doing? He's like, this isn't your backyard. I've expanded my backyard now. This is my backyard. No, this is my backyard. I own this plot of land. The fence is the dividing line. We've known this for years. We've agreed to this. Why are you in my backyard? Why have you expanded your barbecue party into my backyard? We're not expanding. You're the aggressor here. Start using their barbecue pit. Say, hey, why are you using my barbecue pit? Hey, whoa, stop getting aggressive with me. Stop trying to initiate something with me. But it's getting worse now. It's getting worse now because they have officially declared crimes against humanity in Ukraine by Russia. And it's Blinken, and it is the official government website, Crimes Against Humanity in Ukraine, United States Department of State. Blinken says, based on a careful analysis of the law and available facts, I have determined that members of Russia's forces and other Russian officials have committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. It goes on, but you get the point. But who's the real, who's actually committing crimes against humanity? Vladimir Zelensky. Who's actually committing acts of terror? Joe Biden. Zelensky blowing up Ukrainians, blowing up residencies in East Ukraine, in Donbas. Joe Biden blowing up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. I can't believe that we have to sit here and watch this crime happen. We have to sit here and watch these criminals commit acts of crimes, war crimes, terror, and then sit here and tell you they're the good guy. Give us money. Give us weapons. Unbelievable. And John Kirby sits up there when the journalist puts him in a corner and says, hey, NATO's the one expanding, right? And he says, well, yeah, but it's a good thing. He says, well, but is Ukraine a NATO ally? Is Ukraine a NATO country? Well, no. Well, so then why is NATO protecting Ukraine? Is that not aggression versus Russia? No, it's Russian aggression. I can't believe we're sitting here watching this. It's just mind-blowing. I am literally watching war propaganda. I am literally watching war criminals and their propaganda marching us into World War III. I mean, you are witnessing it. John Kirby, Joe Biden, Vladimir Zelensky, Anthony Blinken. And here's Kamala Harris. Now, you can't even take this woman seriously. So when she does come out and try to be serious, it just fails. And she looks like an imperial leader here. They always wear their villain outfits. Have you noticed that? From Klaus Schwab to Kamala Harris. Now, this woman is such an embarrassment and a clown. It's hard to take her seriously with anything, but when she tries to get serious, well, it doesn't really take. But here's Kamala Harris. She's serious. She's really serious, and she's telling you about the war crimes in Russia.
And there is no doubt, these are crimes against humanity.
Yes, she's so serious.
The United States has formally determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity.
How convenient.
And I say to all those who have perpetrated these crimes and to their superiors, who are complicit in these crimes, you will be held to account. In the face of these indisputable facts.
What facts?
To all of us.
She didn't say anything.
Here in Munich.
She didn't show us any evidence.
Let us renew our commitment to accountability. Let us renew our commitment to the rule of law.
Kamala Harris talks, nobody listens. They don't provide any evidence of crimes against humanity. And she just says, there's the facts, I laid it out. And what facts? You didn't say any facts. Not a single one. No evidence. No crimes against humanity. It's really just stunning to witness this. I mean, are you as stunned as I am watching this? Are you as stunned as I am watching Blinken and Sullivan and Biden and Harris and Kirby lie and propagandize our way into World War III? Do they have no soul? Crimes against humanity? Crimes against humanity? Crimes against humanity? Again, where is the left? Where is the outraged liberal? Where is the outraged progressive? Crimes against humanity in Iraq? Crimes against humanity in Afghanistan? What about all the crimes against humanity you guys used to cry out about for years and decades against the American wars? Which I agree with. You were right. What happened to you? Now because it's Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, you love it? You buy into it? You want more war? What has happened here? Explain to me how Kamala Harris, John Kirby, Anthony Blinken, Joe Biden can now put out the exact same war propaganda that George Bush and his corrupt war criminal team put together that enraged the liberal left, the progressive left. But now that it's packaged in the Democrat Party propaganda, it's good and you love it? What has happened here? How can Kamala Harris go up there and say, Russia's committed crimes against humanity, I've just laid out the facts, she doesn't give you any evidence? How is it that John Kirby can sit there with a straight face and call Russia the aggressor as he admits NATO has expanded east and he admits they're working in Ukraine even though Ukraine is not a NATO ally? This should not be happening, folks, but because our media is so corrupt, because our media is so pathetic, they get away with it and they're going to lie us into a war.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
In the year 2000, Alex Jones's film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private.
Next summer sets us free.
In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance. Buy products. Donate to the cause. Share the links. Join us in the fight for freedom. And help us defeat the New World Order.
Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
This is Karen. We have brainwashed Karen using PSYOPs. Karen wears her mask and does as she's told. Karen is up to date on all of her mRNA gene therapy injections. Karen's offspring wears a mask too. He would be ripe with adrenochrome. Karen has the Ukraine flag in her profile. She has no idea what a neo-Nazi is. She calls Putin Hitler. We actually can't believe you fell for this again. We look forward to patenting more humans like Karen. Be like Karen, and you will be happy. Partnering with the World Genocide Forum, this is the Tyrannical List.
All done, little man.
You did good.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, I gotta tell you, it's surreal. It's surreal to be covering all of this. And I really can't let loose. I really can't put on the full display of the sense of urgency here, but it is just, it's eerie. It's eerie that people don't see what's going on. It's eerie that we're being marched towards a world war situation and the media just goes along with it. The anti-war left just goes along with it. And it doesn't matter all the clear lies and propaganda and misinformation and disinformation being put out here. It just keeps rolling along. Doesn't lose momentum ever. No matter how many times they get caught lying, no matter how many times they get caught committing crimes against humanity, they just keep on rolling. And the media is there to build them up. And the left is there to build them up. I don't know. I mean, I can sit here and have the full sense of urgency, but it's just like, it's not matched anywhere. It's really odd. I got to tell you, it's really odd. It's almost as if our leaders don't care or are that out of touch with reality and humanity that the idea or the thought of World War III to them is just like, just another day. Like, do you think about tying your shoes in the morning? Did you think about what underwear you put on? Do you know what underwear you got on? It's like, for them, it's like, yeah, you know, another war, line people into a war. What? Did I do that? Hey, what socks do you have on? I don't know. I put socks on every day. I don't remember. Maybe it's some blue socks. For them, it's, we just lie and just get people into war. You know, millions of people die. Whatever. I put socks on in the morning. I lied about war, you know. It's what we do. No problem here. Media goes along with it. We're fine. I've got more on that situation, and then I promise we're going to move on. Everything we do here is listener-supported, and we make it easy because we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I can tell you all about the products at InfoWarsStore.com because I'm a product of the products of InfoWarsStore.com. But let me just tell you one thing that I just saw I went across the office. Let's just say I've got something special planned coming up very soon. Actually, got a lot of special things coming up, but I got something special planned. So I was having a little meeting with some of the team across the way here, and I saw Alex Jones signing the final copies of The Great Reset by Alex Jones, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And so this is the final 1,000 books. And I just saw it. I literally just walked by and saw the final stack of books that he was signing. And so this is your last chance to get The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones, a signed copy. This is limited edition signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. Last chance, ladies and gentlemen. Literally, he's in the room. Final pallet of books, signing the last copies, and then that's that. The Great Reset and The War for the World, signed by Alex Jones, limited edition special, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's try to finish up. It's just unreal. It's the biggest story, quite frankly. I mean, look, this is how big of a joke it is. This is what I'm talking about. Look at Karine Jean-Pierre in clip 11. Trying to explain how we got into this situation in Russia. And she can't even talk during an interview this weekend. Here it is.
Why is the American military shooting something out of the sky over Canada?
Because it's part of NORAD. NORAD is part of a coalition,
a consortium.
A pact, okay. Exactly. And so that's why we were able to do that. Again, we didn't do it on our own. We did right. Canada.
Canada. We did it in step with Canada. She doesn't even know what NORAD is. She can't even talk. This is just such an embarrassment. We literally have clowns, stooges, puppets, goons leading us into World War III. I'm at a loss on this, and I'm having a mental block because I can't get over it. I mean, folks, Russia is not a joke. China is not a joke. Iran is not a joke. We are the joke. Our leaders are the jokes. Our leaders are the clowns. I mean, I can't even think of the analogy. But this is like, I mean, we got a bunch of rodeo clowns showing up to have a war. We've got trannies and butt plugs and the most diverse White House ever. That's their claim, the most diverse White House ever. It's a bunch of clowns. What, like, has the gravity of the situation been lost on the American media? Has the gravity of this situation been lost on this administration? Are they just that tuned out? Are they just that checked out? Are they just that removed from reality? That's the only way I can figure this. And I get it. If you're a modern day leftist, if you're a modern day liberal progressive, you are removed from reality. I mean, you think men can get pregnant. You think men are women. You think chopping up little boys and girls is a good thing. So you are gone from reality. So maybe that's really what this is. This is just the leadership. This is the political elite. Specifically in this instance, the political elite of the Democrat Party are just, they're gone. Like World War III doesn't even impact them. The thought that they might be in office when World War III kicks off, the thought that they might start World War III with Russia, who's very serious, by the way. They're not dressing up their military in red high heels. They're not dressing up their military in dog kink outfits. They're not parading around trans men as military leaders. No, the Russians are very, very serious. And in fact, behind Vladimir Putin, they have blood in their eyes. The world should be grateful for Vladimir Putin's patience and tolerance. Because let me tell you, the Russian leadership and the generals behind him, they're not going to be so patient and courteous. They see these clowns in the West for what they are, and they want to smash them without a second thought. Putin still wants detente. Putin still wants allies in the West. Can't say that about all the Russian leaders, ladies and gentlemen. So this is what's so dangerous about it. The gravity of this situation is not felt by Kamala Harris. It's not felt by Jean Pierre. It's not felt by the American media. They are checked out. The idea of World War III and them starting it with Russia, they really don't get it. They've been lying and engaging in criminal acts and propaganda for so long without any punishments that they just can't even feel the reality. They can't even feel gravity anymore. Wow. Wow. Some of the other headlines. It's all a made-for-TV war. Inside Zelensky's war bunker, no light, no sleep, and secret passwords. Our political editor goes into the heart of Kiev's government machine to witness how a country is kept running after a year under attack. It's always lights, camera, action with Vladimir Zelensky, isn't it? It's always lights, camera, action. When can the media get there, and when can we start shooting? Secretary Anthony Blinken. Oh, and by the way, who told you this was coming? Yeah, who told you this was coming? A year ago, Secretary Anthony Blinken warns China against giving Russia lethal support in Ukraine. Oh, China is now supporting Russia. Wow, who told you that? China may creep up to the line of providing Putin with lethal aid as Biden cabinet members warn the country. Do not send support to Russia. Oh, again, it's like, who do these people think they are? You're the ones sending the lethal aid to Ukraine. You guys are the ones sending the weapons into Ukraine that have killed tens of thousands of people. That's you. And then you're going to sit there and tell China, like, oh, China, you don't send weapons. Do you not remember the event, the cucking of Joe Biden with the Chinese balloon? Do you forget that so quickly? U.S. ambassador warns China supplying Russia with lethal aid would be red line. So they're building it up. They're readying you for world war. They have sirens going off in Ukraine. It's all propaganda. They even have Kamala Harris acting serious. And they're going to act like they can tell China what to do now, even though the spy balloon just traversed the entire nation and there's another spy balloon in Hawaii now and Alex Jones behind me. But Alex, no. This is not you behind me. You didn't encroach anywhere near me. This is not like NATO encroaching on Russia.
James O'Keefe just sent me some exclusive info that we put the transcript about what's really going on at Veritas that you'll have soon.
All right, we got exclusive information coming up from James O'Keefe, ladies and gentlemen. Another Chinese spy balloon. They do whatever they want, and then Blinken thinks he can tell China not to supply military aid to Russia as they give lethal aid to Ukraine. Yeah, okay.
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out. Yo, Rom. I got that video that you wanted me to do the report on. Do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video? Rock, do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video report? What is going on? What the? Oh my gosh.
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey, McBreen. What's going on, man?
Good to see you.
Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight, and I was hoping you had some Brain Force Plus.
Oh, no.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about Brain Force Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks anyway.
Yeah. Good luck with that project, though.
Get your Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
That's how you support freedom and its products that you need. I had them. I had the Superman Vitality and Brain Force, and man, I got to get me some more of that because there's a big difference when you have it and when you don't have it. Natural supplements that you all need. Get your t-shirts, and I think they still may have some videos left, but whatever it is that's on there, you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support freedom. Support freedom, people, all right?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.